People in Iran were also listening to what the president had to say today. Borzu Dergahi of the Los Angeles Times is in Tehran. He says Iranians didn't hear much new in Mr. Obama's speech, but they were eager to tune in.
I think a lot of people are fascinated by Barack Obama. He's one of the most popular figures in the world right now, and that goes for Iran. And so, you know, I mean, he's a celebrity, A, and B, he's the leader of the world, the most powerful person in the world. So what he says has a lot of weight.
Well, that didn't stop at least one Islamic leader in Tehran from issuing his own statement, kind of a pre-Obama speech volley. The Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who spoke early this morning prior to President Obama's speech. Let's listen to what he had to say. Borzu, why don't you translate for us? What's he saying?
He's saying that they, the Americans, have done things that have inflicted blows on people and deeply wounded and annoyed the people of the region. He's saying that a speech and words and slogans cannot clear away this annoyance, this harm, this deep-seated hatred. He's saying that action is needed.
Well, the fact that a speech can't do it alone is a reflection of what Obama himself said after Khamenei gave this speech. What kind of action is he talking about? I mean, what are people in Iran looking for?
I think that specifically with regard to Iran, removal of sanctions, allowing Iran to pursue its nuclear activities without pressuring Iran economically, welcoming Iran into the fold internationally, those would be perceived as actions.
Is America really hated in Iran, as he said?
It's not hated in Iran. Quite the contrary. People in the Middle East have a very nuanced view of the United States of America. And oftentimes when they are disagreeing with the government of the United States, they feel very close to the people of the United States, especially since many of them have relatives and friends who live in the United States. And that's one of the things that makes America so great.
We should say that as much as people in Iran have been paying attention to this speech, there's something else that is leaving this in the shadows. What is it?
Well, you know, right now, the presidential election season in Iran is in full swing. And we're basically just days away from a crucial vote in which the incumbent President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad faces off against three challengers. And last night was an explosive and unprecedented live debate on television between Ahmadinejad and his primary challenger, Mir Hossein Mousavi. This was an extremely vitriolic debate in which the two candidates just went at each other for 90 minutes. And many, many different issues came up, including foreign policy, human rights. Both candidates criticized each other on many different counts. Mousavi accused Ahmadinejad of ruining the country's reputation abroad. What Mousavi is saying here is that in foreign relations, our nation's dignity has been hurt and our country has been degraded, that development in our country under your presidency has faced problems. There have been increasing tensions with other countries. He brought up many taboo subjects, including Ahmadinejad's shuttering of newspapers and censoring of books and jailing of students. And this kind of talk you never hear on television in Iran.
Well, it's interesting, as successfully as Ahmadinejad usually handles himself in difficult situations, one would wonder why he took the stage for a debate like this. Was this in front of an audience, by the way?
It was not in front of an audience, but it was broadcast live. You had one moderator, and he didn't do anything except say, okay, your time is up. Now it's your turn to speak.
This is state-run television.
You go back and forth for 10 minutes each.
This is state-run television.
This is state-run television, yeah. I think that Ahmadinejad might have miscalculated a little bit. You know, in many ways during this debate, he was his own worst enemy. At one point, he held up what appeared to be the intelligence file of his opponent's wife, and he started accusing his opponent's wife of having received two postdoctorate degrees while she was a state employee, and accusing her of violating some technical governmental rule. And Mousavi, his opponent, responded by saying, you know, you're basically proving my point. Instead of doing the people's business, you've dispatched your deputies to build files on people. And this was just an electrifying moment during this debate.
Borzu Dergahi with Los Angeles Times. He's their Middle East correspondent now in Tehran. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.